Chat Freestyle for Friday, January 5th, 2007. Happy New Year, everyone. This is the first freestyle of the new year. As I finish dropping off the kids for school in this unseasonable weather. I hope the noise from my leather coat doesn't make too much noise on this podcast. I do have the Griffin lapel mic hooked up to my seatbelt. It's another driving cast. It's unseasonably warm. It's 44 degrees Fahrenheit in early January, and it could equally be 20 below any given year. But like last year, this is turning out to be a warm, well, as a reference, a 7 degrees Celsius for those of you who are on the metric system. And I wouldn't be surprised if it got up to about 10 today. Like I said, it could be 20 below, with wind chills even colder. Last year, we had a January with no snow, which is highly unheard of. And this is shaping up to be a similar year. Oh, wait, maybe... No, we did get a little bit, but it was last weekend while we were out of town. Wednesday through Sunday, the girls and Donna and I went to Michigan's Upper Peninsula on the Garden Peninsula. If you know where Escanaba and Gladstone are on the Lake Michigan side, we rented a house on the water along with a bunch of Donna's family and their families. So there were about 20 people in this 4 or 5 bedroom house. Some were on the couch, some were in bedrooms, some were who knows where. Some were coming and going sort of transients. They'd show up during the day and go to their homes maybe 30 miles away at night. And it was a good time, but I had a lot of thought processes as we were there. We got there, it was cold and a little breezy, but no snow, which was kind of fun because it had rained a little while before that. There were some frozen puddles that the girls were slipping and sliding on, and the first day Lisa bruised up her knee on the ice and is still limping around a week later. So the bruising is going down, but she's still a bit swelled up and is having problems with her mobility. The second day it snowed, we got a couple of inches and lots of deer tracks and squirrel tracks and raccoon tracks around. It was kind of fun though. We got to do a little sledding and there was some ice on Lake Michigan, but we didn't dare go out on it because it was only maybe an inch or so thick. And while that's technically thick enough to walk on, anything could happen. The water wasn't real deep. So the water in the Great Lakes, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's been extremely low. About 15 years ago, we were looking at record highs. In fact, a lot of the shorelines were shored up with large boulders and embankments to prevent erosion. And now the lake has receded about 3 or 4 feet in level. There is something like an 80-year record low on Lake Superior and Lake Michigan. So we've got lots of new beachfront. I'd say at the house we were at, there was a dock maybe a couple hundred feet long that didn't even reach the water. It had a ramp down, and it was just kind of a grassy meadow plain, kind of rock-filled with flat limestone rocks. But very unusual to see. It'll be interesting when the water comes back in. We did get down to the southern tip of the peninsula, where I have some pictures that I will post on Flickr at flickr.com, flickr.com/photos/chuckchat. There is an old lighthouse. Just the light tower is remaining. The house part is gone. But we did a letterbox tour. If you're familiar with geocaching, going out and using coordinates or directions to find these little hidden caches of information, you sign your name in a notebook and look who else has been there. It was a fun activity. I think that was Friday afternoon. Maybe it was Saturday. Friday. The only downside that I had to this trip was the crazy hours people were keeping. There were some people that would get up real early, namely the kids and their parents, and then other people who would stay up very late playing cards or games or telling stories. And it got to be very late, you know, 1:30, 2 a.m., and then somebody else is up at 6 a.m. And I can't sleep when other people are in the house yakking and laughing and making noise like that. And I found myself getting very irritated and not want of going on one of these trips again. Until I was talking with Lisa, we were kind of snuggled up reading stories late one night. And I said, Lisa, I really don't think I want to come on another one of these trips. And she looked at me and said, well, then what would I be doing right now? Because that was sort of our quality time. And it dawned on me that I need to be there for the kids, not for me. You know, and maybe if I just keep a low, quiet profile with the family, that's my purpose. I mean, I couldn't go hide in a corner and get online because there was no internet access out in the middle of the woods. But it hit me that I need, and turned into my New Year's resolution, that I need to be less selfish in this coming year. Be thinking about others, starting with the family, working my way out. So that's my New Year's resolution. I know a lot of people don't like to make New Year's resolutions. I've heard a couple of podcasters say that, you know, my resolution is to never make another resolution. I don't think you have to write it in stone. You need to have goals. Everybody needs goals. Everybody needs challenges. That's the way we grow. And why not treat this like any other goal you set, whether it's a career goal or a weight loss goal or a stop smoking goal. It's just another goal. Set some milestones, set some projects. It's kind of like the stuff you do at work. I mean, every year we have to set objectives and measurements and how we're going to do that. And the training you get at work should carry over to home to some degree. I was just having a discussion earlier this week with Dina Scott from the Controlling Chaos podcast. And I said, you know, I really wish there was a way to take some of these principles and processes at work and carry them over to home. Wouldn't it be great if there was a candid way to straightforward do performance appraisals at home? I would love it. I really would. If somebody gave me a performance appraisal, you know, my kids tell me what I'm doing right, kids tell me what I'm doing wrong. You know, Donna gives me some regular feedback. There's so much communication that's clouded by emotion at home. You know, you want to respect the other person's feelings because you have to live with them every day. But on the other hand, you want them to be a better person. And likewise, I would like it if people could assist me in being a better dad or husband. But, you know, you're probably chuckling to yourself going, yeah, right, like people barely spend the time to fill out the form at work. And there it's required. Let me know what you think. What would you think if we had family performance appraisals? Yeah, maybe it's not the same set of questions, obviously not. But I'd like to explore that idea more and find some way. I have done feedback with the kids, and it's worked out really well. There is a specific feedback model. If any of you are listeners to the Manager Tools podcast or have gone through leadership or management training, you know that there's a specific way you deliver the feedback, and it's worked out well. I think Lisa was doing something, and I said, you know, when you do this thing, this is the result. What are we going to do about that? And she took it very well, and it worked effectively. So there are some things that do carry over to work, but why not a performance appraisal? Why not? That's about all I had. I'm almost on the way to almost at work. traffic's a little thick, so I'm a bit distracted right now. Other upcoming things you might hear about, I'm taking a trip to North Carolina later this month. I'll probably do a couple of freestyles on the road there. Technorama is on holiday hiatus right now. We're ramping up for another show Sunday night. Looking forward to that. Radio Yesterday is doing a series of 5-minute podcasts once a day. A little thing called 5-Minute Mysteries, when in actuality the content is probably a minute and a half. They like to throw in a lot of music, but doing one of those every day. Then I've got February and March already lined up as well. Other big news on the podcasting front, this podcast and all four of them from Chuck Chat will be going over to Farpoint Media. Still available at chuckchat.com, and you don't have to change your RSS feed or anything, but the actual files will be pulled from another server. We've teamed up with Farpoint Media and the shows they're doing there in hopes of possibly generating a little bit of revenue in the 2007 year. I want to be able to offset some of the costs, and I am looking at some upgrades to the studios and the equipment that we've got there to provide better quality, maybe get a better lapel microphone or some way to do a remote cast. There are little incidental costs. I looked at my podcasting budget for 2006, and it was a bit on the high side. Even if you take out the podcast expo expenses, which were negligible this year, thank you to frequent flyer miles and such, but you should not see anything, but you may be hearing more information about farpointmedia.net thanks to the hard work of Jeffrey Willerith, Summer Brooks, and Michael R. Menengay. So that's it for me. Hope everybody's having a great new year. Don't forget, it doesn't kill you to make a resolution. Do something you believe in, you believe you should do. Just set it up like any other goal with milestones and take it from there. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, binary high five. 101. 101.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.